Every Wednesday, we talk with Mick Gary from the Argus Leader. He follows the University of South Dakota for the newspaper. Hey, Mick, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, great. I know a lot of folks at USD getting pretty excited. They finally have announced that the big day is next week to groundbreaking for the new complex down there. Tell us all about it.
Well, I don't think you're going to see, like, bulldozers and stuff there on Tuesday.
Oh, I want the big machines already.
Yeah. Jim Abbott's going to be running a bulldozer on Tuesday. You're not
nice.
Going to see that.
Oh.
But what you will see is recognition that it's now locked in and they are going to start on it in be late July, I think. Will be when they start on parts of it, and then incrementally we'll get all the projects going, I think, by mid-August is what I'm told.
Tuesday at 1:45, even the governor's going to be down there, and they'll turn the spade for the $66 million Sports Performance Enhancement Facility Complex. Is that how we're going to have to call that thing now?
I'm sure they'll come up with some kind of a nickname.
Naming right somewhere?
Yeah, I'm not sure. There was talk that my name was going to be on part of it. But,
nice.
I did my best to tap that down. So.
What? I mean, well, won't we get like a Mick Gary press box in the inside
nice.
The new
that would
arena?
Be nice.
I think that's completely legit.
I think the only way that would happen is if I'm no longer around when it finally gets open.
Oh,
so
you mean
I'm going to root against that one too.
You mean it's not going to be the Mick Gary Memorial Press Box? No.
Well, I hope
that
not.
I'm just saying that's the only way that it would have my name on it, and that's not a way that I want to do it.
I hear you.
Hey, is there almost like a sense of relief now that they've scheduled the ceremony at 1:45? Because I'm sure there's a lot of work to get to it, but now that you can actually call that press conference, you get the sense that it's like, okay, they can finally take a little bit of a breath?
Definitely. I think that behind the scenes there were some real real battles, maybe not like emotional battles, but really people working very hard and long on trying to hammer this out and get precisely what they wanted for $66 million. And as talking to Herbster yesterday, and it makes sense to me that, I mean, you weren't just talking about a basketball arena here. You were talking about a bunch of stuff. And with each of these, classrooms, weight room, labs, all of these things, the track, you had people trying to contribute, what they wanted, what they thought was smart to deal with this part of it. And then when you get the state involved, state engineers involved, then you have, it's pretty much like exponential the number of issues that you have to hammer out, throw that in with the cost, and it became, I think, an exhausting process for a lot of people. But the relief part of it, I think, on the short term, is that part of it's over now. I'm sure they're all hoping that their problems, in the future, as to, between now and the day that the doors open, are less complex than they were in that, in that 3-month period when they were trying to finalize everything.
It has been, we can call it decades, that people really have not liked the atmosphere to basketball down there in the Dome, and they've talked about a new basketball and volleyball arena. But I think the pressure is even more today because of keeping up with the Joneses. Look at North Dakota State, what they're building, a new basketball arena. The Jackrabbits putting up a new football stadium, and their buildings up there. So USD's got to stick with the times.
Absolutely. And the progression to Division I is a big part of that, obviously. No question that it was, if they were going to, and I think they all knew this when they went Division I, and perhaps that was on USD's part why they were a little hesitant, was that, they knew that this was coming, and that if they were going to be a Division I program, they were not going to be able to go low budget with it without getting buried, knowing, as they do, that the NDSUs and SDSUs of the world are going to keep moving forward especially with their facilities. And so I think they knew that this was going to have to happen. I think that, their confidence in being able to get enough money to take care of it was probably pretty high, given that there's several big buildings on that campus that weren't on there 10 years ago, and that they've been pretty successful at being able to find the money to build those places.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mick, we've talked about keeping up with the Joneses, and I think it's absolutely essential. There's a price to pay when you're going to be at D1, but how is USD going to make this facility unique to them instead of just having something that an SDSU or an NDSU,
court?
I mean, something that is going to differentiate it and is going to be a selling point for them?
Well, I would, it just is for pure uniqueness. I think that the integration of the physical therapy classrooms and labs, et cetera, integrating that really tightly in with the athletic program is probably something that they point toward as unique. And that it does connect, the dome does connect to the arena, making it kind of a one big superstructure, although a separate structures within. Mm-hmm. That would be something that you wouldn't see on every campus either.
It is going to take out a bunch of parking there on the south side. Have they talked about that at all?
I don't care about parking. I get these things early.
That's true. You've got that front door parking sticker right there on your vehicle. I've seen that thing.
No. I don't mean to be crass about that. I would guess that...
busted!
They're going to have to open up some stuff, find some areas that perhaps they're not using for parking right now that they're going to have to use, certainly for some football games.
They have to grade some of those fields right next to the dome. That's what they're going to need.
Yeah. I know they're not going to park on the new soccer field.
Oh!
That wouldn't be the... Or on a new track.
Well, that is certainly a problem they'll deal with later, but this is one big item that they've been working on for a long, long time. And for Coyote fans, this is going to be something that is going to help them out tremendously. What are you working on for the paper this week? What's coming out of Vermilion besides the new basketball volleyball arena?
I guess nothing spectacular besides that. This week I will be working in the office. I won't be out about... I wrote a story for tomorrow on the Legends coming to town, and I'm sure you're doing a lot on that and going to talk to people who know more about it than I do, but
sure.
That's always a cool deal in this town, and talking about unique things. I think kind of a distinctive thing that Sioux Falls and the powers that be have kind of built up there.
Sure. Hey, Mick, appreciate the time. We may see you down in Vermilion next week, next Tuesday, the groundbreaking.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Tubbs is listing all these towns in Minnesota and whether they're or not they're going to benefit from the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Man, he goes to he says Hibbing, but not Austin, Minnesota.
I can't believe it either. I was outraged. The people at Austin, the home of Spam, was really ticked off. Home of Mick Gary.
I understand that Austin is not Paris. But to have Hibbing come into your head before Austin.
I wasn't thinking alphabetically, Mick. I panicked. I didn't have it written out. That's what happens when I try and fly by the seat of my pants.
At least he didn't say Albert Lee and not Austin. That would have really ticked you off.
I was honestly pretty impressed by the way that you were able to rattle off a lot of Minnesota towns.
Oh, that's just, those are only Minnesota star cities. Wait till we get the unstarred cities. And there we're going to Elk River and
all over, yeah, everybody else.
Oh, yeah, Grand Rapids, Park Rapids, yeah. Coon Rapids.
Austin is always very special in our minds there, Mr. Gary.
Okay. All right. Well, now that you've assured me of that, I can go on with the rest of my day with a little bit higher level of comfort.
If I've ruined your day, Mick, I'm so sorry.
No, it's not like that.
Mick, thanks for the time, pal. We'll see you again real soon.
Okay, take care.
Yep. Our good friend, Mick Gary from the Argus Leader.